When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, July 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Mortgage rates have increased for the first time in 3 weeks. Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose to 5.51% this week, up from 5.3% last week. And while rates are below the 13-year high reached in June, they're still nearly 3 percentage points higher than this time last year. Higher borrowing costs are weighing on demand for homes and slowing sales. JPMorgan Chase highlighted a 45% drop in mortgage originations in the last quarter as contributing to an overall 28% drop in the bank's profit. The nation's biggest bank also says it has set aside another $428 million to cover potential future loan losses, a signal that it's growing pessimistic about the health of the U.S. economy. Morgan Stanley also reported a nearly 30% decline in quarterly profit. The big bank said investment banking revenue, including fees from mergers and acquisitions, fell due to weak bond and stock markets, which led corporate executives to pause plans to make deals or take their companies public. Both banks' downbeat economic outlooks triggered an early sell-off on Wall Street. By late morning, the Dow Jones Industrials were down about 550 points, or 1.8%. The S&P 500 was down 1.7%, and the NASDAQ was off 1.6%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.